ladies and gentlemen. It's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, beautiful people, warriors of all ages. How you doing out there? First things first, my friends. A big good morning to BTI, Vero, The Bridge, Eugene, Hema, and all the other people joining me live in the audience this morning, ready to contribute to the content we present today. You guys, a sexy, intelligent, amazing welcome. If you want to be half as awesome as the people joining us in the audience today, you just go to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian/professionalbohemian. If you want to interact with the content we've prepared for today outside of our normal live time, you can do that on my Instagram. That's at Professional Bohemian. Or if you want to catch up with all the news, links, extra content, VODs that I post, you can do that on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. Professional Bohemian, bohemio profesional, pero en inglés. Bam. Natch, how's about that, man? Got through all the all the crap. How are you doing this morning, dude? It's Tuesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very well, thank you.
Well, I'm very happy. Your micro hangover has now disappeared. Que no estaba resacao, Rob. Pesao. I think he was a little... I think he had a... You had a little something, no, Natch?
No. Nothing at all.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. You don't seem as happy today as you were yesterday. So I'll tell you what we're going to do, Natch. We're going to see what the elves have prepared for this wonderful Tuesday edition of the Probo Show. In today's 100 humans, we ask them to name an item of clothing for the summer. I don't know if you knew this, Natch. I didn't. There are different clothes for summer and winter. Apparently, it's not just jeans and t-shirt all year round. I was mistaken. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out why a Kentucky man, a man from Kentucky, un hombre de Kentucky, faked his own death. Fingido su propia muerte. Wow. We'll find out why that happened in the second half of the show. In the first half of the show, good and popular opinion for today. Natch and I are the ones to handle this, being the fashion icons that we are, Natch. Fashion doesn't necessarily reflect personality. La moda no necesariamente refleja la personalidad. All that and more coming up soon. First of all, I'm here, you're here, Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. First of all, in the chat, BTI says, good morning, Rob and Probo Showers. How are you doing? Vero, good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. The Bridge, good morning to the wonderful... Ah, no, sorry. Good morning. Wonderful to lie here. Oh, Bridge is still horizontal. Don't you wish you were still in bed, Natch? Oh, how wonderful would that be at 8:30 in the morning? Now Izzy's with me again. She's feeling the pain of waking up at 5:30, 6 a.m. good morning, Bohemian, says Jeffa. Gemma, sorry. How are you doing, Gemma? Good morning to you. Good morning from David. Got through all the... What's that? Crap. What's that? I don't understand what Bridge is saying. Vero saying the Fantastic Five. Oh, God. You guys are on fire in the audience. Let's not waste any time. Let's go straight to the news. Okay, some science news. Interesting science news from skynews.com. El primer prototipo del Reino Unido podría allanar el camino para energía constante de todo el tiempo desde el espacio. The world's first UK prototype could pave the way ya allanar. ¿Cómo se dice esto, Natch? Allanar el camino.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and it's a dicho in Spanish as well.
Yes, well, an expression, yes.
Oh, wow, dude, look at that. I was confused, Natch, because I heard no nivelazo. You know, but whatever. Pave the way.
Nivelazo.
For constant energy all the time from space. Crazy. This coming from the UK, a Space Solar, an Oxfordshire-based company, has made significant progress in its ambitious project to launch the first solar farm into space, aiming to power over 1 million homes by the 2030s. Their prototype, Cassiopeia, designed to harvest sunlight constantly by rotating towards the sun while orbiting 22,000 miles above the Earth, has successfully demonstrated its ability to wirelessly beam energy back to Earth in a lab test at Queen's University Belfast. Get this, Natch, no cables. Beams the energy back to Earth. Why is it that this can happen, yet I never have enough cable to plug in my charger and have it next to my bed? Apple, get on this. Yeah, interesting stuff. Did you know that this beam technology worked? No, me neither. This breakthrough could revolutionize energy systems by providing constant, efficient solar power, capturing 13 times more energy than ground-based solar panels. The technology promises to offer sustainable, baseload energy source, potentially reducing reliance on nuclear and fossil fuels. Space Solar is considering collaboration with SpaceX for deployment, utilizing the Starship for multiple launches to assemble the solar power station in orbit. Incredible stuff. You know, if this is, you know, the more I read about nuclear power, the more I kind of think that that is a more attainable goal. But if we can farm power from Earth and beam it back to Earth, that's pretty incredible. My question is, surely a lot of energy is lost in the transmission of the power. I would have imagined, but hey, I'm no expert. Let's see what else is being said. Good morning from David. Thanks, Vero. Oh God, everyone's just showing so much love in the audience. Do join us here, twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. Next piece of news. Loneliness eats your brain. La soledad se come tu cerebro. This is coming from Science Illustrated. You ever suffered from loneliness, Natch? You ever been a person who suffered extreme loneliness?
No.
Me neither. I have, but the appropriate word is not suffered. It's more enjoyed. I've enjoyed extreme loneliness. Yeah, it's wonderful. No, it's true. Apparently, we're experiencing the world over, society, civilization in general, we're suffering a loneliness pandemic, a new a societal problem where too many of us are suffering with loneliness. Jeez Louise. Maybe I'm a rare being, Natch, but I quite enjoy being alone. I don't know. Loneliness not only affects mental health, but also has a significant impact on physical health, increasing the risk of illness and death. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, death and illness, both symptoms of hanging out with two people too much. No? I don't know. Current treatments for long-term loneliness include cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness, and social skills training aimed at changing negative thought patterns, reducing stress, and improving relationship-building skills. Yeah, I mean, you cannot deny there is a shift towards people being a little more isolated than they used to be. I think that's fair to say, right, Natch? Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think that is? Why are people more isolated now than they ever have been in the past?
I think mobile phones has a lot to do. Mm? Have a lot to do.
So you would say that a connection, a friendship connection exchanged exclusively over text message is just a poor replacement for physical contact, right?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. I understand that. I understand that, yeah, and in some respect, I would agree. So, in severe cases, medications like antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs may be used, though they don't tackle the root biological causes of loneliness. Are you a man who enjoys his own time, Natch? Do you enjoy
it? Yes, a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have kids. You've seen the other side of the coin, you know? Is there a word? Is there a word for too much sociability? I suffer with sociability. And I enjoy loneliness. Is that a thing? In severe cases, they treat loneliness with antidepression and anti-anxiety drugs. But they don't tackle the root causes of loneliness. Researchers are exploring new treatments focused on neurotransmitters called tachykinins, which are linked to pain, stress, anxiety, and social behavior. A study by neuroscientist Noriel Zelikowski at the University Institute of Technology, California Institute of Technology, found that tachykinins accumulate in the brain in brains of isolated mice, causing symptoms of loneliness. Treating these mice with a substance that counteracts tachykinins made them behave as if they were not lonely, suggesting a potential new avenue for treating loneliness in humans. Are we being serious here? Can we just pump the brakes for a second? There is already a cure for loneliness, isn't there? Isn't the cure for loneliness hanging out with other humans? Rather than taking pills? Am I going crazy here? Really? California Institute of Technology? That was your solution? A chemical solution to block a neurotransmitter? Why not just hang? Here, kids, a bit of advice. Feeling lonely? Go outside and touch some grass. Get a lung full of air. Enjoy yourself. Or, you know, take a neurotransmitter blocker that will that will make you behave as if you weren't lonely. Dude, the world has gone crazy, Natch. The world has gone absolutely crazy. Let's see what people are saying. The Bridge says, will they be beaming up the Brits? Have you maybe been taking Brexit too far? Yeah, they're Brexiting the solar panels, Bridge, nothing else. Vero says, I forgot about David Fantastic Six at the feet of the cannon from Second One. You guys rock. Thank you for being here. So there you go. Yeah, apparently a cure for loneliness. Yeah, messing with the brains, with brain chemistry. Or, you know, alternatively, open your front door and say hello to someone. I don't know. Oh, final piece of news. Here we go. Cannabis use... El consumo de cannabis. Cannabis use linked to a lower likelihood of experiencing subjective cognitive decline. El consumo de cannabis está vinculado a una menor probabilidad de experimentar un deterioro cognitivo subjetivo. So there you go. Cannabis use linked to a lower likelihood of experiencing cognitive decline. Weird, because I have used cannabis... And the symptoms I would categorize as severe cognitive decline. In fact, it's one of the things I like most about it. But yeah, here we go. A study published in Current Alzheimer Research has found that non-medical cannabis use is associated with a lower likelihood of experiencing subjective cognitive decline, a self-reported condition of memory loss or confusion among middle-aged and older adults in the United States. Hang on, this goes against everything I've ever known, Natch. Because apparently, short-term memory loss is a symptom of cannabis use. As is short-term memory loss. And let's not even mention the short-term memory loss. Anyway, let's continue. The research led by Roger Wong, an assistant professor at Upstate Medical University, analyzed data from 2021 Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, focusing on adults aged 45 and older. The study revealed that individuals who used cannabis for non-medical reasons reported significantly reduced odds of experiencing subjective cognitive decline compared to non-users. This association was not influenced by the frequency of cannabis use or the method of consumption, smoking, eating, drinking, vaping, or dabbing. I don't even know what dabbing is. I thought dabbing was like a posture, the dab thing with the arms. I don't know. After adjusting for various factors, non-medical cannabis use was linked to 96% decrease in the odds of reporting subjective cognitive decline. One thing I know of you, Natch, you don't dabble in the devil's lettuce. You don't use wizard cabbage. You don't use marijuana, right? No, never.
Oh, no.
What would it take? What would it take for the Natch to experiment with marijuana? What would it take? Would it, like, news like this, for example, 96% decreased risk in cognitive decline. Does this ring any bells for you? Is this like, oh, all right, I need to get hooked up?
No, no, no. Maybe I'll try all those things when I'm 90 something. I don't know.
By then you can't enjoy it, you know? No, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So it's according to friends of mine that use the substance. I'm an angel. Let's move on to today's unpopular opinion. Oop, or not.
Unpopular opinion.
Sorry, the elves are in the control room just giving Natch a headache. Go away, elves. All right, here we go. It's time for our unpopular opinion. Let's see what people... Vero says, deterioro. Deterioro. Did I say something wrong? Let's give Vero a nivelazo anyway. She's usually right.
Que nivelazo.
Okay, so today's unpopular opinion is fashion doesn't necessarily reflect a person's personality. Fashion doesn't necessarily reflect a person's personality. La moda no necesariamente refleja la personalidad. What do you think about this, Natch? Do you think it does or it doesn't, first of all? Yes or no answer?
I think it doesn't.
No?
No.
But it can move to a certain extent. You see, this comes because ever since I did an unpopular opinion adjacent to fashion, and you guys said, no, it's the way I express myself. I can express myself through my clothing. There has been this niggling thing in the back of my mind saying, express yourself through your clothing? What are you talking about? Sounds ridiculous. So we're going to dig a little deeper today with today's unpopular opinion. La moda no necesariamente refleja la personalidad. So here we go. I did thoroughly torture the elves this morning and they provided me with some pros and cons. Let's get into them right now. So in the pro column, or saying that fashion does indeed reflect personality. So saying that fashion does, like saying, yeah, fashion does reflect the kind of person that I am. For many people, fashion is a form of self-expression. The clothes and accessories one chooses can reflect personal tastes, interests, and even beliefs. For instance, someone who values sustainability might choose to wear clothes made from eco-friendly materials. Oh. There is a special place in hell for people who wear hemp clothing. Don't get me wrong. Like I went through a period there of my hippie years. Where I did. But I don't feel good about it. I'm not proud about it. But here's the thing. Okay, so maybe you dress in some kind of religious garb. Maybe you wear a crucifix or something. Does that say anything about your personality? You know, subscribing to a major religion? You know, I don't think so. I mean, it might describe your beliefs. Maybe give people a hint towards your moral code. But certainly doesn't, you know, doesn't tell me anything about how grumpy you are. You know, is that really personality? Cultural identity. Let's continue. Fashion can serve as a reflection of one's cultural identity and background. Traditional attire worn on special occasions or incorporated into everyday wear can be a powerful statement of pride in one's heritage. Disagree. You know, I'm from Yorkshire. In Yorkshire, we have the flat cap. You actually have them here in Spain too. I can't remember what you call them. Doesn't say anything. If I were to wear a flat cap to work every day, it doesn't say anything about my personality. In fact, many people would confuse it with the traditional Spanish cap that looks exactly the same. So I would kind of put a pin in that one and say maybe not. Let's continue. Mood and psychological state. The choice of colours, styles, and the overall effort put into dressing can mirror one's mood and psychological state. Bright colours might be chosen on happy days, or someone might dress more meticulously for occasions where they feel more confident. Does your wardrobe change depending on your mood, Natch?
Absolutely not.
Is this your happy sweater that you're wearing today? Natch's happy hoodie. It's a light blue. We're both in light blue today. Yeah, I don't know. The big challenge for me is not dressing all in black because I have got an inordinate amount of black t-shirts and black jeans. So, you know, it's finding finding light tops or blue jeans. I don't know. I don't know if people put so much effort into how they dress. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is just my weird masculinity talking. But I don't think the way I dress communicates too much about my current mood. And final point here in the agree saying that fashion does reflect personality. Choices like avoiding fast fashion, wearing vegan leather, or supporting local artisans can reflect one's ethical and moral values, showcasing personality traits such as conscientiousness and empathy. Again, the elves have been smoking too much wizard lettuce. The devil's cabbage, Natch. I don't know what they're talking about, because wearing, like, my Nike sneakers say no more about me than anyone else who wears them, you know? I don't know. I'm struggling with this one. However, a lot of people tend to disagree. Let's see what people are saying in the chat. Fashion does not necessarily reflect personality. True, fashion in one way or another ends up making people dress more or less the same. That, in the long run, ends up creating similar lifestyles and personalities. That's from Vero. The Bridge says it simply disguises the symptoms. I agree with Vero. Eugene agrees with Vero too. Okay, let's continue. So say, here we go, agreeing with the unpopular opinion, saying fashion does not reflect personality. Let's get into it. Often, individuals choose their attire based on social norms, workplace dress codes, or peer pressure, rather than personal preference. In these cases, fashion choices are more about fitting in or meeting external expectations than expressing personality. Well, I would agree with that 100%. Fashion is way more about fitting in than it is about personal expression, in my mind. You know, you start working in an office, all right? I am very comfortable. I dress pretty much all the time, jeans and t-shirt. Occasionally a long sleeve t-shirt, very occasionally a button down shirt, right? So if you imagine I go to a more formal office environment, so I start wearing a button-down shirt every day. That's not because my personality has changed or the way I think has changed. That's much more about me fitting in with the environment in which I'm going. You know, you don't go to a bar in a tuxedo. Not because you don't feel like wearing a tuxedo, but because people don't do it. Isn't fashion more about fitting in? Financial constraints. Fashion and personality style can be significantly influenced by one's financial situation. The inability to afford certain brands or styles can limit how much one's personality is reflected in their fashion choices. Again, you know, I think, yeah, exactly. You know, can you not afford to have a certain personality? No, but you maybe can't afford the latest sneakers or a tuxedo or a ballroom dress, or whatever. Doesn't say anything about your personality. Practicality and comfort. Sometimes clothing choices are dictated more by practicality and comfort than by an intention to express personality. For instance, someone might prefer wearing sneakers over high heels, not because it reflects their personality, but because it's more comfortable and practical for their daily activities. True story. The way I dress is comfortable. When I get home, and arguably I can dress however I want, I put on training pants, like training shorts or whatever. What do you call them? God, I can't remember. Tracksuit bottoms. You know, basically, you know, like the kind of soft material that you just lounge around the house in. You know, what does that say about my personality? Nothing really. Okay, final point here. Misinterpretation. Fashion is subjective, and how it's perceived can vary widely from person to person. What one individual wears to express a facet of their personality might be completely misinterpreted by others, demonstrating that fashion is not a universal language. It's certainly not, and very subjective. I might look at a person and say, wow, qué pijo. Look at that person. He's posh. And they might not be. They might have just, you know, borrowed some clothes. I don't know. We've become a society that makes snap judgments on people's based on people's appearances. Or become. I think we've always, to some extent, been that. Because I really don't think fashion says much about a person's personality, other than the fact that they enjoy fashion, you know? I look at Natch and myself, and I see two people who value comfort and practicality over high fashion. And that is the only kind of assumption I can make. Would that be true of you, Natch?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. But... you know, no one cares what I think, friends. We all care what you think. I will post a link in the chat so you guys can vote. Yeah, that's the unpopular opinion for today. Fashion does not necessarily indicate, or is not necessarily a reflection of personality. Friends, so many things you could have been doing today, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me, and it means the world. See you in a few minutes. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probohemian, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Probo Show live at 9 a.m. Central European Time. Welcome, everyone. What have you missed if you just tuned in? We spoke about a prototype for the world's first extraterrestrial, would you say? Basically a solar farm built in space. Interesting stuff. Yeah, a solar farm built in space capable of beaming energy back to the surface of the planet by an Oxfordshire-based company, Space Solar. Fascinating stuff. We found out how loneliness eats your brain, and a sad cure for loneliness, for me it's sad, by the California Institute of Technology, which alters brain chemistry. Come on, just go outside, meet people, man. That's the cure for loneliness. Do it old school. And finally, how cannabis use is linked to a lower likelihood of experiencing subjective cognitive decline, which is kind of flies in the face of what most of us have come to believe of extended cannabis use, right? That it hampers short-term memory and things like that. But apparently in older people, it can be a benefit. Who knows? I'm not a scientist. Don't take my word for anything. And then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion, which was fashion doesn't necessarily reflect personality. I just wanted to read some comments here in the chat. The bridge here, I read the other day that many millionaires always dress the same. They don't waste time. Yeah, I mean, look, if you were to see Steve Jobs on the street, you probably wouldn't have recognized him as a multi-millionaire, billionaire, you know? He would have just been some other dude in blue jeans and a t-shirt. Eugene, as for me, my clothes just need to be comfortable and clean. That's enough. Yeah, I agree with that. Sam says, I think you dress according to your personality. When you dress to fit in society shows that you want to fit. If you dress practical, then you're probably a practical person who doesn't want to lose any time in choosing clothes. So in the end, I guess your clothes show how and where you would like to fit in. In the end, how you dress is a decision you make every day. I wouldn't say it's a decision. You know, I literally reach into the wardrobe and put on the first shirt I come to. and basically my decision on jeans, on vaqueros, is, you know, which ones are clean. And on top, on what I wear on top is just kind of the first thing I come to, really. I don't know. Let's continue. In the end, how you dress is a decision you make every day. It shows how you are. If you dress pijo, even if you are not, it may show you would love to be one. Okay, so, you know, not to be facetious, there's some good points there by Sam in the audience. Yeah, I mean, if you dress pijo, but maybe you're not, it does show some reflection. But I think, okay, so you make an interesting point, but I think this is much more about clans, groups, group dynamics than it is about personality. Come back to that in a second. The bridge says, we are going to put together the life uniform. Your God, absolutely. You know, if it ever came to be that the government provided me clothes, a grey jumpsuit, and said, look, this is what you have to wear every day now, I would be delighted. Less time in the morning. For me, that's what it comes to, like the time. Let's see. Sam says, but you decided to have those clothes. Yeah, I mean, I understand where Sam's coming from here. Natch, how do you think people voted on Instagram? What do you think?
They said true.
They did say true. 78% said true. That fashion does not necessarily reflect personality. It leaves quite a lot of people. 22% who said yes. And a lot of people voted today. And I find that odd. Let's read some comments that I got sent on Instagram, if I can find them. Doing a lot of scrolling today. Okay, here we go. Derek says, in my line of work, a sharp suit is part of the uniform. Does it reflect my personality? Partially, I guess. It says I'm professional, but outside the office, I'm more laid back. Yeah. Isn't a suit a kind of uniform? Don't, like, if you're in the police, you know, and you're wearing a police uniform, what does that really say about you as an individual? Not much. It says about what you do for a living. You know, I've met plenty of people who work in the police force, and they're all different, unique, individual people. Interesting, Derek. Thanks for reaching out. Riley, look, I wear thrifted clothes. Do you know what thrifted clothes are, Natch? It's like ropa de segundo mano. Bought from a thrift shop. Not just because it's affordable, but because it aligns with my values. So Riley here saying, yes, what I wear does speak about me. And finally, Tasha, fashion is the ultimate form of self-expression. I think it can hint at your personality, but it's not the full picture. Okay. Thank you for reaching out via Instagram. Again, at Professional Bohemian, if you want to do the same. Again, this for me is a big true. Sorry. I don't think fashion reflects a person's personality. I think it more reflects the kind of group you associate with. Let me explain that. When I was a teenager, Natch, I wore very tight black trousers. I wore my hair long. And I wore a black t-shirt, usually with a kind of a rock band on there. Because my clan at that time was the heavy metal music lovers clan, right? The uniform of everyone around that time, the early 90s, who loved rock music. And I dressed like those guys because that's how I wanted to be identified. Didn't say anything about my personality, though. It said something about my taste, about the group of people of which I'd like to associate. Now, I dress practically. I mean, what does that say about my personality other than the fact that I'm quite pragmatic when it comes to clothing? Very little. You know? What does my love of classic sneakers say about my personality other than, you know, I now can afford the sneakers that I couldn't afford as a child? But very little else. But that, my friends, that is just my opinion. What I want to know is what you guys said. So I made the statement that fashion doesn't necessarily reflect personality, and you guys said 60% true. I guess there are certain exceptions, right? Again, like, who was it? Was it Tasha? No, someone said they wore thrifted clothes. Clothes bought secondhand. Riley. Riley said, yeah, I wear, and that speaks about my personality. Because, you know, it says that I'm more, what did she say? Because it aligns with my values. So she values sustainability. I would argue that that's not reflecting Riley's personality, but rather a group of people with which she aligns, with which her values align. That is the sustainability, ecological kind of section of society. For those of you who wear a leather biker jacket and long hair and tight jeans like me as a teenager, you want to associate with those fans of rock and heavy metal music. Or maybe baggy trousers and a hockey shirt. Maybe you're into hip hop and you align yourself with that clan. Does that make sense, Natch, to you? Rather than speaking to personality, it much more speaks to where we kind of align ourselves socially. You know, can self-expression be made through clothing? I certainly think it can. But does it? I would say very rarely. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that? He'd say, Rob, that's just your opinion. And opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's go to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name an item of clothing for the summer. Name a summer item of clothing. I asked them that question. They gave me their answers. I'm in possession of the top seven answers right here. Your job in the chat is to identify those top seven answers. All right, Sam here says, your personality would have been... I don't understand this. Your personality would have been you were a fitter. I don't know, but thanks anyway, Sam. All right, so here we go. Yeah, item of clothing for the summer. As you know, Natch, Izzy recently moved into my place. Just for a month. I have never seen the amount of clothing she brought to my house. She has literally twice as much clothing for a month than I own. I've probably owned in most of my life. She says, I have an exaggerated small selection of clothing. And my argument is no, I don't. I have a normal amount of clothing. So yeah, apparently one needs four wardrobes, Natch. Summer, spring, autumn, winter. I know, it's confusing to me too. So Natch, what do you think? What is it? What belongs in someone's summer wardrobe?
Shorts.
Shorts. Sam in the chat says shorts. Sam in the chat says shorts. On Instagram, let's see, we have a few people saying shorts here. Among them, MC Villa, Pedro Requina said Bermuda shorts. Is shorts there? Yes, it is. Well done, friends. Well done. Nessa Finessa says skin. It's too hot in Madrid for anything else. Skin. Skin sadly doesn't belong in your wardrobe. Unless, you know, you're doing some unsavory things, call the police. All right, so shorts is there and it's the number one answer. Anna Kassan also said shorts. Guys, you're on fire. Well done. Well done. A lot of you responded today on Instagram as well. Let's go back to the chat. Sam says sandals. Eugene says flip-flops. Yeah, sandals said Sonia Bengo on Instagram as well. Flip-flops says mushki. So kind of like sandals. Pilar, that's all folks, said flip-flops. So, you know, summer footwear. Is like summer footwear like sandals or some kind of open shoe? Is that there? Yes, it is. Well done. Sandals, flip-flop, sandalias is there. It's the third most popular answer. 17 of 100 humans said sandals. Well done. Eugene says a T-shirt. A T-shirt. I don't think anyone on Insta... Ah, yeah. B. Lopez said on Instagram said T-shirt as well, as did Ravdos. Okay, T-shirt. Is it there? Yes, it is. Second most popular answer. Well done, guys. 19 of 100 humans said T-shirt. Back to the chat. So we got flip-flops, shorts, sandals. All right, where are we? It's confusing because you only have winter, Rob says. Sam. Some people would argue I don't have a winter. I just have like an autumn. The Rob Autumn collection. Natch, I'm guessing here, but you don't have a summer wardrobe either, right?
No, I have all the clothes in the same wardrobe.
Yeah. Does Mrs. Natch have like, do I have to change the clothes in her wardrobe depending on the season?
No, not really.
She manages to keep it contained, one wardrobe.
She has more clothes than I do, but not too much.
Yeah. I should be careful because Izzy's going to listen to the show and then I'm going to be sleeping on the sofa tonight. All right, let's continue. Sam says a bathing suit. Bathing suit, swimsuit, bikini, un traje de baño, would you say? Yeah. Bathing suit, bikini, swimsuit. Is it them? MC Via says swimsuit on Instagram. Bikini says Gemma Rossino. Andrea says bikini. Swimsuit says Rosa. Or Raz. Swimsuit said Coco Lavanda. Is a swimsuit there? Yes, it is. Well done. Sixth most popular answer, with 5 of 100 humans saying a bathing suit, swimsuit, something like that. A summer dress. A summer dress. Wow, Natch, I've got like 10 of these. It used to be in this office there was a policy that you couldn't wear shorts in the summer. And Natch and I were seriously considering coming in a sundress. I would have done it, Natch. Just to be a little spanner in the in the works. It would have been funny. So is a dress there? A sundress, summer dress, or simply just a dress? Did anyone on Instagram say this? A dress? No, not that I'm seeing right now. But Sam certainly did. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. It is the fifth most popular answer. Congratulations. You guys are going to do this with no hints. Unbelievable. Eugene says sunglasses. Sunglasses. Gafas de sol, right? Sunglasses. MC Via on Instagram said sunglasses as well. Is it there? Yes, it is. Oh my God, guys. 15 of the 100 humans said sunglasses is in fourth place. There is only one more to go. Bridger asks, do I wear my flip-flops with or my sandals with or without socks? Without. You know, is that really something you guys say? Is that like here in Spain, for our international listeners, we produce a show in Madrid, Spain. Is that like a Giri thing that, you know, you think all Giris wear socks with sandals, Natch?
Yes.
Is there any other stereotype that I might perpetuate in the future?
No. Well, no.
Carrying a camera, maybe?
No. English football fans drink a lot. Okay. At least. And no, nothing else. And the German get red in the summer.
Yeah. Sunburn. Maybe the next Halloween party I'll come as a Giri. Socks and sandals, red skin, and a pint. I don't know. Yeah, Giri is basically how they say. Is it just foreigner or English speaker? I thought it was English speaker, like an Anglo parlante.
Well, we say general.
In general. Okay, so one more left to get. So socks. I don't wear socks for my sandals. Come on. Jumping from the balcony, says Sam. I actually know someone who broke two legs doing that at university. Oh, dear me. Okay, so one person in the chat has correctly identified the last answer. Let's go through some more that I got. So we got sandals, flip-flops. That's Sonia Mushki. B. Lopez with t-shirts. Coco Lavender actually identified the correct answer along with swimsuit and sandals. Bikini. Skirts, said Celia. skirts. Eh, that could kind of fall in the dress category for me. Bikinis, t-shirts. Juan Carlos Vera got the real answer as well. But the person in the audience that got the correct answer was Sam, who is on fire today. She says, along with, who do I say said that? Juan Carlos Vera, Coco Lavanda, and a few others on Instagram. They all said, hat, gorra, or sombrero. Is it there? Of course it is, the seventh most popular answer. Well done, friends. My God. You're on fire today, doing incredible work. I asked 100 humans to name an item of clothing for the summer. Judging by Izzy, it's, I don't know what it is, but it takes up at least a wardrobe and a half. I'm sorry if you're listening. So, in position number
7
was a hat. Yeah, if you're bald, you wear a hat. Now, you've got more hair than I do, but do you get the top of your head burnt?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit. Dude, I'm just saying, would be an amazing section of the Probo Show, shaving Natch's head. I'm just saying, you know, I'd do it for myself. He won't let me shave his head. Boys and girls, not fair. In position number
6.
Swimsuit. Traje de baño, bañador, no? I would have accepted bikini or anything like that. Swimsuit. It's a good thing about, you know, as a man, we get utilitarian clothing. So the shorts that I use for the gym are also swimming shorts. See, this is why we use up less space in the wardrobe, Natch. Our clothing duplicates. Like, they're also pajamas. If you want them to be. Swimsuit. In position number
5.
Dress. A dress. A sundress. Summer dress. Sam says, this girl is on fire. Rob, not wearing sandals with socks is a Nivel Athos, says Gemma. Thank you, thank you. Friday Con's with us, joining us all the way from South Africa. Broke two legs, lucky he didn't have more. Carrying a camera shows you are Chinese or Japanese, says Pharaoh. My God. Is the show getting a little racist? Maybe. I don't care. All right, let's continue. All right, in position number
4,
we have sunglasses. Gafas de sol. In position number
3,
17 of 100 humans said sandals, sandalias. In position number
2,
t-shirt, camiseta. And finally, in position number
1,
pantalones cortos, shorts. 36 of 100 humans. Killing it, guys. Well done. Rob, I have seen loads of socks worn with summer footwear. Remember, I worked in a campsite full of giris. Oh. All right, friends. Let's go to complete the news.
Complete the news.
It's complete the news time, friends. I'm going to give you a real news headline, but I'm going to leave out some information. Your job in the audience is to identify the missing information using the three options I give you. If you are one of the many people joining us live right now, but you haven't participated, perhaps you feel shy sharing your opinion, this is your moment, because all you have to write is A, B, or C. Let's see today's complete the news. A Kentucky man admits to faking his own death to avoid blank. A Kentucky man admits to faking his own death to avoid blank. Hombre de Kentucky admite haber fingido su propia muerte para evitar blank. Is it A, getting married? Casarse. Is it B, his in-laws, to avoid his in-laws, sus suegros? Or is it C, paying child support? Pagar la manutención. Is that how you say it? Manutención de sus hijos. A Kentucky man admits to faking his own death to avoid blank. Is it A, the correct answer? Casarse. Maybe, let's see. Is it B, to avoid his in-laws, a sus suegros? Or is it C, paying child support? Pagar la manutención de sus hijos. A, B, or C. Let me tell you something, Natch. Not going to be easy for you today. There, like, the chat is all over the place. There are more people. A has taken the lead, but every answer is represented. What do you think it is, Natch?
C.
You think C, paying child support. A is in the lead in the chat. Yeah, I'll be clear with that. So Natch says paying child support. And the chat says getting married. Surely there are easier ways to avoid getting married, no? Like, basically just not showing up. But I love your game. If this is true, you guys have done amazing work. So let's see. A Kentucky man admits to faking his own death to avoid... The answer is... Well done, Natch. It's C, paying child support. To be fair, do you know how much he had to pay in child support? $100,000. Wow. Yeah. Jesse A. Kimpf, a 39-year-old man from Kentucky, has pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft and computer fraud for faking his own death to evade paying over $100,000 in child support. In January 2023, Kimpf unlawfully accessed the Hawaii Death Registry system using a doctor's details from another state to declare himself deceased, effectively listing himself as dead in various government databases. Wow. He went to some effort as well. Eugene says all the answers are right. Well, they may have all been right, but the Natch was the most right. Well done today, sir. Did it. You're killing it. Got the number one answer in today's 100 Humans. Correctly identified the complete the news. Natch is on fire, friends. He's on fire. That's why we call him the Oracle. All right, friends. Well, look, I've had a hell of a show today. What a good time we've had. I'll be back in the afternoon for lunchtime show. And of course, back with this, the almost main event, the Probo Show, tomorrow, 8:30 Central European Time. See you on the podcast, guys. Thank you so much for being here. A lot of things you could have been doing today, an infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next time.